RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back into the show. Do you guys remember this was about 2 weeks ago? We did this topic as a people's court on the show. A kid in Michigan who got kicked off his high school basketball team. Now, their coach kind of has like a Herman Boone, it's a public school, so I'm not going to cut anybody from the team. But if you try out for the basketball team, he is not going to cut you. Kid makes the team. But the coach has a rule. You got to show up to practice every day, or you need a valid reason for not being at practice. This kid missed practice for 2 days because he went on a family hunting trip. When he came back, he no longer had a spot on the team. Now, he and his parents are filing an appeal with the state to try to get him back on the team. So for the first time in People's Court history, the coach in question actually reached out to me and said, I want to come on the show. So coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to play that conversation for you where the coach explains his position on what happened with the kid. A drive first. But before we do that, I got something really important to tell you guys. It is that Gardner Minshew's appearance on the show is brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. So we usually are joined by the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys know that it has changed. So we started our conversation with Gardner Minshew, asking him to tell us a fun fact about where he grew up. He grew up in Brandon, Mississippi.
I don't know, I'll tell you, we had a high school stadium that I played at that it got declared like unsafe because the bleachers were like pretty much on the field. Like there's no sideline. Like a guy hit his head on the concrete steps and they had to move the stadium. But otherwise, it was the most electric like high school football atmosphere. There's no track around the field. Like the stands are just right there. I'd say I was really proud of that. Lewis Gene Strickland Field back around 2013-14 was a heck of a place to be on a Friday night.
So when you watch shows like Friday Night Lights or you watch movies like Varsity Blues, you look at that as being pretty accurate. That was what your high school experience was like.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't watch the show Friday Night Lights because it's not really about football. But the movie Friday Night Lights, that's pretty much it. And then Varsity Blues as well. I even had a center that used to, like, chug little shots of syrup, just like Billy Bob in the movie. Literally had that. They're pretty much the same character.
Right now, we're talking to Gardner Minshew. He is getting the start this week for the Chiefs as they take on the Tennessee Titans. I was reading a little bit more in your bio, and they were saying that you were running the air raid offense in seventh grade?
That's right. Really, like, sixth grade. My dad literally drove like a couple hours to go see Wyatt Rogers, who ended up being my high school offensive coordinator. He was a guy that's a totally different school, just coaching football. My dad loved the offense, drove up, got it one day, wrote it down on some notebook paper and came back and we were running the air raid, man. That's freaking awesome.
I'm sitting here and I'm just reading through your story, and I can honestly talk to you for the next like 2 or 3 hours. Like how you got to college.
Don't have to do that,
I know, but like how you got to college is such an interesting story. How you got to the National Football League, your first start. Like there's so many stories here. When did you realize that you could play college football?
Oh man. You know, I had success early on as a high school player. Like in the ninth grade, I got to play some for the varsity. So at that point, I started getting some recruiting attention. But then, like for the next, you know, several years, that's all it was attention. And I ended up like really with no offers, you know, and kind of walked on and then went junior college. And man, it's kind of just along the way, you know. I think you just got to earn that confidence by getting out there and doing it. I was very fortunate to have people around me. Like my parents, my friends, my sisters that supported me when, you know, to the outside it might not have looked like it was possible, but I was always able to believe and to have a chance to pursue it. So I'm very grateful for that.
I mean, your story is really one of perseverance. Like your story is this setback happened, you just kept your head down and kept moving forward. Where do you think that personality trait comes from?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think it was just instilled at a very young age, you know, that like really all you can control is how hard you work. And, you know, there's going to be circumstances and situations that you can't control that might go against you. But at the end of the day, all you have is your attitude and your effort. And if you apply those the right way, you got to believe that's going to take you to a good place.
So you mentioned the television show Friday Night Lights. You didn't watch it. I actually love that show. I've seen that show multiple times. There was another show I'm sure you're aware of, Last Chance U. You went to Northwest Mississippi Community College. How accurate is that show, I guess, in what your experience is like was playing at a junior college in Mississippi?
Yeah, so I was actually like, we played against that team on the season one. It was pretty crazy. Like, they beat us in the regular season, and we were supposed to play them in the state championship. But they had this, like, huge brawl. So we ended up going and winning the, like, state championship, went on winning the national championship. So they were all pissed at us. But it was very, very accurate. I mean, it is just ball down there, you know, and trying to get guys to pass the math classes. But honestly, it's some of my favorite football for those reasons, because everybody's just out there in the same boat. You have football and you got each other. And you're going to have to, you know, find a way to enjoy it. And it was really one of my favorite years of football.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things about the show. You know, that was something that football fans just looked into every June, July when the next season was coming out. It really goes to show you how there are, like, multiple paths in your life. And if you take this path, this is where you can end up. And I think you can see, like, man, if you could just stay in the classroom and stay focused on football, like, this game can take you to some really special places.
No, absolutely, man, and I think that's one of the cool things. Mississippi has a really good junior college tradition, and they put resources into it, and it's given so many guys an opportunity where for whatever reason they might not have got it, but to go out and get that exposure and get a chance to play at a four-year school.
Take us through the story of where you're competing at JUCO. You're playing at an incredibly high level. You had a great JUCO career, and now you're making the decision on where you want to go after that. What's that transition like going from JUCO and eventually you go to East Carolina and then you end up at Washington State?
Yeah, I mean, I had so essentially after winning the national championship, like State Player of the Year, didn't have any offers after that season. The next spring, East Carolina hit me up and seemed like a good opportunity. Went there, went for 2 years, played some, backed up some. But that all, you know, taught me so much and eventually led me to Washington State, which was, you know, the best thing ever.
I'm looking at this and it said you had an opportunity to kind of walk on at Alabama as a graduate student and you kind of used that interest to then kind of position yourself to go to Washington State. How real was the possibility of you going to play for Nick Saban down in Tuscaloosa?
No, I mean, I was definitely, I was committed, you know, as they say, to go to Alabama. Essentially, is after they thought, is after the national championship where Tua went in, they thought Jalen was going to leave, didn't really have any, you know, any backups or anything ready to go. So they called me. I was going to parlay that into like a coaching gig. As it went on further, it looked like Jalen was going to stay and I really wasn't going to have any chance of, you know, playing at all in my heart, I was willing to play. And Coach Leach hit me up. He said, you want to go hold a clipboard or come here and lead the country in passing? And I don't even think we got off the phone and I was like, yeah, I'm good to go.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback this week for the Kansas City Chiefs, Gardner Minshew. He's going to get the start for them as they go up against Tennessee. Gardner, tell us one Mike Leach story.
Oh, man. There's so many, dude. He's just he's a different thinker, man. He didn't, you know, just buy into rules because everybody says it's a rule. He, you know, thought for himself and was going to do what he thought was right. I thought he always treated people the right way or treated people all the same, I should say. You know, nobody had much favor could sway him that way, and I think that was awesome, man. He's a guy that stuck to his guns and I don't know. He certainly knew how to get the best out of me, and I know he did that for others.
I'll get you out of here with these last couple of questions. What was it like to be that kid that grew up in Brandon, Mississippi, to hear your name called during the NFL draft?
Oh, it was awesome, man. I was, dude, it was like day three of the draft, and, you know, I don't know, you watch the draft, and, like, everybody's sitting there watching, like, sweating. Oh, my gosh, this guy's getting picked. Am I ever going to go? And, like, I was, like, pretty sure I was going to get drafted. So, man, we had a big party at the house. You know, we were throwing some cornhole, having a good time, playing yard games. I gave my sister my phone, like, the whole day. And, you know, she finally brought it over. And I didn't even know what round it was, man. I was like, let's go. You know, I get a chance. Who cares when it is? Who cares what it is? Like, we got another opportunity. It's freaking awesome.
Could you believe, like, if you could go back and you could tell 10-year-old Gardner Minshew, you know, you've been in the NFL for 7 years. You played high-level Division I football. Like, you played in Jacksonville, Philadelphia, and Vegas, and Kansas City. Like, can you imagine this is what your life was going to turn out to be?
I mean, I guess that's always what I've been working towards, you know? You know, even when it doesn't look like that, sometimes it's just right around the corner, and all you got to do is just keep pressing. And I've been fortunate to keep getting opportunities, to keep having people in my corner to help me, to push me to be better. And I'm so grateful for all of it.
Really. Last thing here. When you were a kid growing up, who did you want to be? Like when you were in the backyard and you envision yourself in these moments, who was the quarterback you were trying to emulate?
Yeah, man. I always loved it's like really Peyton Manning and Drew Brees were kind of my guys growing up. I always loved Drew Brees. He's like undersized guy, you know, didn't have the arm, whatever. But, dude, he just ripped your heart out. He's so good. And, like, always, like, the things that he could control, that's what he was the best at. And it was always a lot of fun to watch him.
That is Gardner Minshew joining us on the show today. He is getting a start this week for the Kansas City Chiefs as they go up against the Tennessee Titans. Gardner, I think I speak for a lot of NFL fans. Man, it's been fun to watch you over the course of the years and excited to see what you do on Sunday against Tennessee.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's our conversation with Gardner Minshew. His appearance on the show was brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com. Today, I want to say special thanks again to Gardner Minshew. That is actually our last Chiefs interview of the year.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.